We have Chris Granger joining us in about an hour to talk about Fan Fest. We got a lot of stuff to get to right now, though. As we do every week, we talk to one of my favorite guys to talk to, period, end of statement, Chris Landry. Chris, it's just Dave and Katie today. How are you?
I am doing well. Hope you guys are doing well. Pass my best along to to Nate on the nuptials, and yeah. It's good to be with you guys.
Well, appreciate it, and as somebody who's married, I don't know if good luck's the right word because I've been down there.
But hope the wife's not listening.
No, she didn't. Oh, hey, Chris, hey, she didn't start listening until 8:05. Believe me, I know exactly when she listens. We got a lot of NFL to get to, but you're my one outlet, Chris, in this town, and I think we've had this conversation through the years. In this town of Sacramento, you know, and no offense to Sac State or UC Davis, but they're just never relevant nationally. Stanford and Cal occasionally, but this is not a college football town, and I'm a college football boy. So once a week when you come on, I get to delve in a little bit to college football. And guess what? Guess what? It looks like the featured game this weekend just happens to be Louisville versus some team from Florida.
Your boys. Yeah. So, I really am excited about the game. And, you know, the talk has been about Louisville's the biggest game in their history, of their football program. And, listen, it's going to be an outstanding game. And I think, you know, personally, the Noles are a better team overall, top to bottom. The issue I would have, though, and my recommendation to my boy Jimbo is – you know, enough of this come from behind. Don't want to dig yourself a hole here in this game. That's going to run out at some point, although they did it again against Ole Miss. But ought to be an outstanding game. You had a chance to see Lamar Jackson. Folks, you're going to love watching him. And this team's fired up. Maybe is two of the best play callers offensively in the country in this game, Jimbo and Bob Petrino. So it should be a lot of fun. It'll highlight a weekend of great games: Alabama, Ole Miss, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma, USC, Stanford on the farm there. So A&M, Auburn. So a lot of good games.
I got to ask you, when it comes to this game, and I'm not just trying to duck it here, Derwin James is out. I don't know how good Ole Miss is. You'd know that better than I. Florida State's a slight favorite in this game. I've got them losing by a touchdown plus. They're going to Louisville. They've always had issues in Louisville. And Lamar Jackson is insane. I'm having a trouble finding out why FSU's a favorite.
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, reputation. That's, you know, where the betting public is. It's still Florida State. It's still Louisville. And I think people maybe don't realize how good Louisville is yet, and you may be right. They'll be realizing how good they are perhaps Saturday. But I do think that if both play their best game, even with the loss of Derwin James, that I think FSU's the better team. Doesn't mean they're going to win.
Right.
And there's no question that they can't play a half like they did against Ole Miss. Not going to work this time. I think that Louisville's going to play very loose. They're very aggressive. And I think they're going to attack. But I will say this. Louisville has turned the football over this year. Now, it's been weak opponents, but, you know, if Louisville turns the ball over, then they could be in some trouble here. And the guy that's not being talked about enough, a guy that I like a lot, is DeAndre Francois, the quarterback at FSU. So he's the other quarterback in this game, and he may have something to say about how this outcome happens.
Chris, I actually wanted to ask you about the quarterback matchup because, as you mentioned, you've got a really talented redshirt freshman quarterback for Florida State. But on the other side, you also have a really exciting quarterback, but yet a little bit unpredictable at times. What do you see there?
Well, I think certainly that Louisville requires more of their quarterback. He is their playmaker. Jackson's the best runner that they have. Whereas Florida State's got a great back, I think the offensive line's got to play a little bit better for FSU. So they're not going to ask Francois to win the game. I think that he can make clutch throws, and I think Lamar Jackson is going to have to carry his team. If Florida State doesn't have a great game from Francois, they can still win. If the same thing happens to Louisville and Lamar Jackson has a good game, not a great game, they're probably not going to win. I think that it is more on his shoulders because he's more to do with this team's success. I think that Louisville's defense is underrated. I think they're good defense. I think FSU's better. So I think it ought to be a good one. You know, the point's well taken. It's gonna be a sky-high atmosphere. Louisville at home. all those things definitely favor the Cards. And again, I think FSU's, you know, to me, slightly better. So I think that makes it a toss-up type of game.
All right, sticking to college football, just a couple games for you real quick. Alabama-Ole Miss, we mentioned Ole Miss earlier. The only test we've seen from them was against Florida State in Orlando, and they sure as heck looked good in the first half. And then how about a big Big Ten matchup, Michigan State-Notre Dame?
Well, I think that Alabama really helped Ole Miss out in last year's game with the turnovers. And listen, if that happens again, Chad Kelly plays like he did in the first half, then – you know, game on again. But I just have this feeling that Alabama is going to play better. Now, I'll say this, guys, that they haven't, Alabama hasn't run the football by their standards as good as they like to and need to. But I still think they're the better team here. They'll probably win. Michigan State, Notre Dame's intriguing. Michigan State, so well coached. They lost a lot. Take a look at Malik McDowell, the outstanding defensive tackle for the Spartans. Going to be a high draft pick. Notre Dame, probably a little bit more explosive playmaking ability. But to me, this is a real toss-up type of game. And, you know, it's a type of game Mark D'Antonio sells his team on that nobody respects you. It's just hard sometimes to go against Michigan State in games like this. And I just think Notre Dame is a little bit better, but it wouldn't surprise me either way. It's that close. Both of these teams are good. Neither, in my opinion, are national playoff type good this year. But this is going to probably, at least to the winner, put them still in the conversation.
Chris, I want to ask you a little bit now, switching over to the NFL. It's interesting. We had the play-by-play guy for the Panthers on, Mick Mixon, earlier in the show, and he was. I don't know if this is just how you do it. I think everyone in the world has the Panthers taking care of the 49ers pretty handily this weekend. However, he had some serious concerns. Where are some areas that you see in that game where the Panthers should have maybe some concern with the 49ers?
Well, you know, when I looked at them in their first game against Denver, their protection breakdowns were evident again. That is potentially a problem. But the Niners don't have Von Miller. They don't have the speed rush off the edge. I also think that defensively was where the biggest concern that I would have is, where did Carolina's defensive front go in week one? I mean, they were blocked very consistently by Denver's front. So my concern is, where's that defensive front? I would expect them to play better, play more like I expect them to play. But, you know, sometimes teams get off to starts and they don't do a very good job. And I think defending San Francisco's run is the challenge. And the pace and tempo, if you can't get off of blocks against Denver and you're facing that tempo against the Niners, yeah, it could be a problem. I think Carolina is certainly the better roster. I kind of expect them, the conventional wisdom among everyone is, hey, look, they didn't get it done in week one. They'll play better this week, and they'll take care of business. And I think that's what's going to happen, but you don't know. And then that's what makes it fun.
Chris Landry joining us on KHDK. And Chris, back me up on this, if you would, being a Southern type of guy. I have all the respect in the world for Mick, and he said this game, in his opinion, was going to be anyone's to grab in the fourth quarter. But I go back to the days of Lou Holtz at Notre Dame, and I was telling Katie, there's a thing that you call Lou Holtzing, and I find this very prevalent in the South with coaches, where Lou Holtz, you'll remember, Notre Dame would play Southeastern, Kentucky, Tennessee State. And
right.
And he'd get asked, you know, hey, are you going to pull the starters in the fourth? And he'd always say, I don't know what you're talking about. This ain't anybody's game. You know, they have a and he'd find a way to try to convince
right.
people this would be a game. I felt like Mick was doing a little bit of that there with Carolina.
Well, yeah, listen, it could be. But I can tell you, I didn't see any way that the Chargers would have much of a chance against Kansas City in
yeah.
week one. And they had it. I mean, it really. So, no, look, Carolina, if they play their game, they're going to win, and they'll win decisively. I think that San Francisco's got some confidence after playing the Rams, but it was the Rams. The Rams have no pulse on offense, and they're going to face a different team. I expect Carolina to come out angry, and if you asked me of all the games this week, which one am I most convinced is going to happen, it'd be the Panthers beating the Niners. So, yeah, but I can tell you that means absolutely nothing because, you know, if Carolina doesn't play any better than they did last week against the Broncos, It could be a closer game. It could absolutely be. But, no, I expect Carolina to win, just like I would expect Arizona. Anybody think that Arizona is going to go 0-2 at home?
No.
But I'm going to tell you, if they don't tighten things up defensively, Jameis Winston gets hot, it could happen. It's the NFL. It's really not it's not college football, and strange things happen, just like the Georgia Nickel State game last week. It just, you never know what could happen. But I agree with you. I want to see more out of this Niners team other than just beating a Rams offense that's awful right now.
From every indication right now, Chris, from what we're hearing out of Minnesota, obviously the Vikings get a win in week one, and Sean Hill was their quarterback. But now there's reports saying that, you know, Sam Bradford could be starting at quarterback in week two. Do you see that happening, and why, or why should it not happen?
Well, I see it happening, and I think it has to happen. The Vikings offense went nowhere last week. Their defense saved them. They were in a match, talking about a game that you would have thought that would have been a blowout week one. It would have been the Vikings-Titans, but the Vikings quarterback situation kind of made that a game. And until the defense came around and start scoring points on their own, that game was in peril. They just couldn't move the football on offense. And it's not all Sean Hill's fault, but I knew after that game that they were going to do everything in their power to get Sam Bradford as ready to go as possible, to give their offense a chance, give their passing game a chance. People are going to crowd the box and try to stop Adrian Peterson in the run game. They've got to be able to do a little bit more in the passing game. And quite frankly, if they don't play better in the passing game at home, you know, Green Bay is going to beat them. So they're going to need good quarterback play, better quarterback play this week to beat the Pack.
You know, we have the Ask the Scout thing going on right now. I want to remind everybody about, go to KHK.com, click on Ask the Scout, and submit your questions to Chris Landry, and he'll answer them on air as well as on KHK.com. And also want to remind you, for you guys listening, Chris is offering a 50% discount on a one calendar year subscription. That's $49 instead of the normal $99, and $25 of that $49 in the subscription costs going towards assisting recent flood victims in the Baton Rouge area. Remind me real quick, what is the promo code, Chris?
The code is seasonal, S-E-A-S-O-N-A-L.
Okay, and we've got our Ask the Scout question for the week for you from Evan. Evan wants to ask you, Chris, what did you think of Blaine Gabbert's performance on Monday?
I thought he did a really nice job. You know, he's an underrated athlete, and he moved the team with a lot of pace. I thought the tempo was good in the offense. Missed some throws, but hit some good ones too. I thought it was a really solid performance. You know, everyone talks about mobility and the tempo with Chip Kelly's offense, but decision making is critical, because everything's at the line of scrimmage, and there's an answer for every coverage. But you've got to make it quickly, and you really don't. The pre-snap read comes lightning fast, and you've got to make just lightning quick post-snap decisions. I thought he did a good job. And listen, this is for all the problems that the Rams have. Their defense has got some talent. Of course, they were on the field way too much. But I'm very curious to see what they can do going forward. I still think this Niners team is quite a ways away personnel-wise. But, you know, hey, good start going to 1-0.
Just a couple minutes left with Chris Landry. Segment always flies by, and we still have a couple games to get to. Let's get to the Raiders. You mentioned Jameis Winston earlier, and he went all ballistic on the Atlanta Falcons. Do you see Derek Carr having some of that same success?
Yeah, I think that they really can. The Falcons are going to see a lot of blitz this week. I can tell you that the Falcons, and not get any pressure, and for them to have a chance, they're going to have to really ratchet up the blitz pressure. You know, I was impressed by the Raiders. You know, when you go to New Orleans and you win a shootout game in the dome against Drew Brees, that's saying a lot. Now, you know, people may say, boy, that defense wasn't very good. I thought Drew Brees was really hot, and they had really good play from Cooks and Snead, and particularly at the receiving core.
Yeah.
I think that the Raiders, I expect them to play a little bit better defensively in this game. I thought that was a big time win, a clutch win for him, that you just get out and get out of Dodge and move on. But I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing with this Raiders team, and thought they ran the football when they needed to, and I look for them to do that this week.
Final thing for you, KHDK's got your coverage all weekend long about the NFL and college football at 4:30 Pacific tomorrow. Number 3, Ohio State. Number 14, Oklahoma. This is basically Ohio State's first game of the year. They had two preseason games. They go into Norman. Could number 3 fall this weekend?
Could. Oklahoma certainly going to be fired up. Talk about backs against the wall. They can't afford to lose the game after losing to Houston the first week. I think Ohio State is the more talented team. JT Barrett's playing well, a little bit better. I give them an edge over Baker Mayfield slightly. If Oklahoma could run the football with Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon, they've got a shot at home. I do believe that. But the Buckeyes are young. Their defense is playing really well, but it's a good offensive line. And I think overall, through four quarters, the Buckeyes win it. But to me, this is going to be a really close game and I think the feature matchup of the weekend.
You know, Chris, we're on schedule. We got 30 seconds. Here's another Ask the Scout question I'll sneak in. From Folsom, California, Jake Browning is now the quarterback and has been for the University of Washington. He's only 41 of 55 this year for about 600 yards and 8 touchdowns. Does this guy have a legit shot at the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, he's young. It's a couple of years away, but a big-time player. Chris Peterson, that offense, doing a great job. And I think UW and Stanford are really going to battle it out for the north of the Pac-12, and I can't wait till they get in to Pac-12 play. Yes, they've had a soft schedule, but they've done what you're supposed to do to that soft schedule. They have thrown the football well. They've run it with good balance, good running game as well. Defense is starting to get better. Love their secondary. It's one of the better secondaries in the country. I'm really excited about what UW is doing, and the quarterback, Jake Browning, is a big part of it.
We did it just a little bit ago, but just real quick for our listeners, throw out that promo code again where people can hook up with you.
Seasonal, 50% off, $49.99 for the entire calendar year. Use the code SEASONAL. If you have any problems, pop us an email. We'll take care of you.
Always a pleasure, Chris. We're going to have a ton to talk about next week.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be great. Hey, thanks a bunch. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chris.
That is Chris Landry joining us. We'll get out of here, take a quick break. On our return, 8 o'clock is all about you, your phone calls, as we break down the Niners and Panthers, Raiders and Falcons. Some questions thrown out there. Seriously, Niner fans, can you help me, as a fellow Niner fan, see a legitimate way for the Niners to win this weekend? And what is a victory for you other than, you know, a victory? Raider fan, if the Raiders were to somehow lose this home opener to the Falcons, does that completely deflate you? How do you see the game going this weekend? What are the Raiders' strengths? How is Derek Carr going to do? Is Khalil Mack going to get loose? I want Raider Nation to sound off at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Chris Granger at 8:30 as well. Busy last hour for you on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.